truckers. Welcome to a brand spanking shiny ass happy edition of the Hollywood Hick. This here is me, Brent Paris, the Hollywood Hick, coming at all y'all from Hollywood, California, sitting up here in the Florida room, just up from Hollywood Boulevard, spinning distance from the most famous of intersections anywhere, Hollywood and Vine, all y'all. I'm just saying it's all, but you're listening to me here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. And if you throw a backslash listen behind that, you want me to tell you what happens? You get to hear all the fabulous programming right as it's happening right here on the Crab Diving Network. I am for reals, all y'all. You can also follow this sucker right here, the Hollywood Hick, on the Twitters, at the H-Wood Hick. And you can also follow the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheHollywoodHick. And I think that's all for the particular. Oh, hell no, it ain't. Because you know what? The Hollywood Hick here comes on every day here on the Crab Diving Network. On the 7th, I mean the 7 in the morning and 7 in the evening, and that's West Coast time, be 10 on the other coast over there on the East Coast, and then anywhere else you're just going to have to do the math, or you can just download them off of the iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud. There's lots of places to find a Crab Diving website. You can download it right there. There's links to all the fabulous programming. You can download the podcast, listen to it at your leisure, mother truckers. That's what I'm talking about. Okay. All right. Let's see what the heck is going on out in the world at large, right? Because you know, I was looking through I was looking through all of the like news things and whatnots, and really people are boring again. Because you know what? It's award season. Is that why people are trying to be on their like P's and Q's or something, trying to like mind their manners so they get invited to these stupid ass award shows? Because I can't stand an award show. I have gone on the record here before saying I can't stand them. I will say again that I can't stand them. It's a whole bunch of people patting themselves on the back for stupid shit. Fucking pisses me off all the time. Just annoying. I don't know. They make these things up all the time. It's just every time you turn around, there's some other award show. Let's make another one. Because I'm going to tell you, the only award show that's worth watching is the Country Music Awards. And I don't even hardly get to watch those anymore because I don't got regular TV. But those are the only ones that I ever enjoyed. And let me tell you why. Because they keep it moving. They sing, 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 give an award. Sing, 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 give an award. Sing, 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 give an award. And they keep that fucker moving. So every award show out there, you should take a lesson from the Country Music Awards. Either one, the CMAs or the ACMs. Yeah, ACMs. I had to think about that for a second. Because Country Music Awards are the best at doing an award show. I'm just saying it's all. They keep that shit moving. The rest of these are boring as fuck. People up there pontificating over crap I don't care about. Like, I'm looking through this. Okay, again, I'm looking through this list of people who win or things that win for this stupid shit. Like, Leonardo DiCaprio, he's going to win for this Revenant movie, whatever. It's supposed to be kind of good, but it looks also kind of like a little overly dramatical, and apparently it's horribly violent. So I'm not so sure I'm ready to look at it, but other than that, like a bunch of these things, like the one thing I am glad to see is that like George Miller got a director net award for Mad Max Fury Road, because that movie was tits. If you did not see the Mad Max movie, you need to go get you some Mad Max movie and watch that, because that movie is tits. It was probably the best movie I saw all of last year. I'm just saying is all. And I didn't see that many movies, but it was the best one I saw. And I saw it in the fancy IMAX 3D down at the Man's Chinese. It's not the Man's Chinese, whatever. The Chinese theater down here, they turned it into an IMAX. And they have this special, like, diamond projection for the, I don't know what it is. But it's fancy 3D projection. So if you ever want to go to see a really good movie in 3D, go to that Chinese theater. And if you're out here in Hollywood, I would recommend doing it. Because that's the only place I've seen 3D where it was, like, not completely 100% distracting to me the whole entire time. Only thing I'd out of this, but those glasses, they got to come up with something better than them heavy old glasses you got to wear on your head. Because also, if you got regular spectacles you need to wear, then you got to put on top of those these other 3D spectacles. So you're wearing two pairs of spectacles for like 2.5 hours, and it gets a little old after a while. My head gets tired of holding up all of them spectacles. I'm just saying. But going through this, what else? So I was glad to see, like, Amy Schumer won because I like her. But now, okay, now this is the thing, though. This is the thing. Here, I'm going to go over here so that I don't lose this tab. I'm going to open up a new one on account of the Hollywood Higgins learning that you can't be fucking shit up all the time. But this is the thing. I love me some Amy Schumer. I think she's hysterical. I am really glad that she's having all the success that she's having right now. I'm very, very happy for her. But don't be letting this shit get to your head, girl, okay? Let me explain you why. Because now, apparently, it's all over everything. Amy Schumer blasts teen critic over sexist jazz. this is over on the page six, but I've seen it in a whole bunch of different places. Everybody's been linking to this stupid story. Now, this is the thing. Amy Schumer makes fun of herself in this vein all the time. So why can't some kid make a joke at the same time? And also, people, get a mother trucking sense of humor, okay? Not everything is serious. Sometimes things are a joke and you should just laugh at it and move on. It wasn't even that bad of a joke. But what had happened was, apparently, It says following her, this is on the page six, by the way, I don't know if I said that yet, but it says following her Best Actress win for Trainwreck at the Critics' Choice Awards over the weekend, 17-year-old film critic Jackson Murphy tweeted a photo of himself with the comedian on the carpet with a suggestive caption. Now, this is what he put on there. Okay. It said, spent the night with at Amy Schumer. Certainly not the first guy to write that. Bum, bum, bum. It's not even that great of a joke, but it's a joke nonetheless. Well, apparently, Amy Schumer got all butt hurt about it, which annoys me because these people, they love to dish it out, but then can't nobody freaking take it. I don't understand that. Just freaking laugh at the joke and then move on. But then you got to shame this poor kid or whatever. It's like she goes back at LCJ Reviews because it's Lights, Camera, Jackson. Oh, that's what it is, because his name must be something Jackson, because it is. I probably read it somewhere. Jackson Murphy. See, there we go. See how freaking it's early. I'm not all together yet. Sorry, y'all. But what I'm saying is, she goes, I get it, because I'm a whore. Glad I took a photo with you. Hi to your dad. You know what? You want to go around and talk about how you're like, you don't mind having sexy times and you'll do whatever you want to do. But then when somebody brings it up, you can't get butthurt about it. Okay. You can't get all like, oh, my poor feelings. My feelings are hurt because you made a joke about something that I have been joking about over and over and over again for years. So, Amy, darling, I'm not going to be able to support you on this one. I think you should have just sucked this up and moved the fuck on and not try to shame some freaking 17-year-old kid who made a joke at your expense. Because you know what? You're now in the limelight. And you know what? If this is the kind of shit you were looking for, now it's what you're getting. And so you need to be able to toughen up. Put on your looking thick skin coat and suck it up. And don't try to shame some 17-year-old kid and try to be like, oh, my feels. Oh, my poor feelings are hurt up on the inside. Because I'm a big famous movie actress now, and that means that you can't talk about me anymore. No, that means you have opened yourself up to a world of criticism, and if you can't handle it, then fucking step off now, because that's what it is. All these people now are all like whining about everything. Just everybody is so butthurt over the dumbest, stupidest shit these days. Just get a sense of humor, realize that everything is not to be taken seriously, and not everything is said in such a way to just hurt your poor little innocent feelings and all of your insides. No. It's a joke. Laugh at it and move on. Because you know what? If you can't laugh at yourself, who the fuck can? And Amy Schumer, I thought you could, and it kind of saddens me a little bit that you can't just pull your head out of your ass for a hot second. So then he comes back, forced to go, I truly apologize for the tweet I posted earlier. I'm not a comedian and it wasn't funny. Whatever. It was a little bit funny. I'm not saying immensely funny, but it was a little bit funny. And then, I mean, at least she comes back, she goes, it's okay, honey, I just remember thinking you and your dad were sweet, and it's a bummer to read that. Now you're shaming him further. Like, just say apology accepted and move on. It was, oh, but now I'm gonna make you feel even worse, because I'm gonna tell you that it was a bummer to read that, because it's like your parents telling you they're not mad at you, they're disappointed. You know what, you know, Amy Schumer, you're not disappointed. You got a taste of your own fucking medicine and you didn't like it. That's the only thing. That's the thing about it. Like, learn to freaking laugh at yourself. Okay, Amy? All right. I'm very happy that you won your Critics' Choice Award, your little stupid award that don't mean shit to nobody anywhere, because what the fuck is a Critics' Choice Awards? I ain't never really heard of this shit. I don't pay attention, but it's all up on everything because you decided to shame a 17-year-old who made a bad joke at your expense, which is something you make a living doing. So maybe you want to just fucking give the kid a break and quit being a little bit so freaking sensitive and just fucking suck it up and move on. Be like, ha ha, funny. Good one, kid. Moving on, okay? And speaking of moving on, bye-bye, Felicia Amy Schumer, because right now, I'm not going to give you any more time, because I'm kind of upset with you. I think you did not handle that situation well, and you tried to shame a poor 17-year-old kid who was just basically using your jokes against you. So that's bullshit. Bull mother trucking shit. I still like you, but right now, I don't want to talk about you anymore. So, moving the mother truck on. Oh, back to whoever. Let's see what else. Anybody, anything else? If I even noticed any of the shit up in here. Let's look and see. I have seen one so far. I'm looking through this list of movies that is in this. Something won, and it's just called The. Like, these people on this stupid Variety website didn't even bother to make sure that it goes all the way across. Like, the line is too long, and now it's cut off. So whoever won adapted screenplay, if you're looking at Varieties, you'll never know the name of the movie. But you'll know that it was written by Charles Randolph and Adam McKay, whoever these people are. They got a lot of categories up in this Critics' Choice Awards. Sci-fi, horror movie, Ex Machina, action movie, Mad Max, animated, Inside Out. No, Inside Out was boring. Why is everybody giving everything to Inside Out? Just because Pixar did it does not mean it makes it the best. I'm not even saying what is the best. I'm just saying that one was boring. I could not hold my eyeballs open. Ooh, Mad Max racking up. See, I did see some of this. What else? Mad Max. They liked Mad Max over at the Critics' Choice Awards. Oops. I like hiccup burped in the middle of saying awards. Did you hear that? I'm going to leave it in there because I don't feel like fixing it. Forget it. So whatever. Then you get into TV. There's just a lot. A lot of categories in here that they wanted to give out to all of these people. So there was a Critics' Choice Awards. They gave out a lot of awards. A lot. They gave a bunch. I guess they don't have singers to fill up their show like the Country Music Awards, so they got to end up just giving out award after award after. Well, you know that shit was boring. I did not watch a minute of it. I can't even believe I talked about it that long right there. I'm just saying is all. All right. Let's go back to see what's speaking of award shows, though, this I found kind of I actually kind of understand the frustration and all the nonsense that's going on, because I guess the Academy Award, the Oscars, the freaking big dog in this whole situation of award shows, like everybody wants to be the Oscars, right? Everybody wants to win an Oscar. It's the most important to be honored by the Academy. Well, apparently that's only if you're a honky, because apparently only honkies got nominated again this year, and everybody is up in arms, as well they should be, because you can't tell me in the world we live in that only honkies are doing anything that's worth awarding an award to. That don't make no damn sense. But everybody's getting all butthurt about it. Like Jada Pinkett Smith got all upset about it. Spike Lee got all upset. I think Ice-T got all upset, or Cube. One of them Ices. It was one of them Ices. I don't know which one. I can't remember. But what I'm saying is, apparently everybody is all upset about these, because there's all white people that got nominated, right? And so there's a little bit of outrage there, and I think rightfully so. But the thing that I think is kind of funny about this, and I gotta go over here, I gotta remember where I put it. Sorry, I'm a little scattered today. I should have been more prepared. But true to form, Hollywood Hick has not been the most prepared of individuals of late, and there's not a whole hell of a lot I can do about that. But what had happened was Jada Pinkett Smith did like this video where she just basically called people out. She's like, this is some straight up bullshit. You need to have a little bit of diversity up in there. Come on, y'all. Come on. Really, it's only honkies that are worth recognizing for anything. And because people were all pissed about Straight Outta Compton not getting any kind of nominations or anything. Now, I did not see that movie on account of I just didn't see that movie. Like a lot of movies, I just ain't seen it, because when I get home from the workplace, I don't feel like watching movies and I don't feel like watching the TV. If I feel like doing anything to that effect, I play a video game on account of that way I'm engaged and it takes my mind off of things better because I'm up engaged in the game, right? Well, let me find this stupid story. I'm over here stalling because I ain't prepared. Here we go. So what happened was, now Jada Pinkett Smith is all up there like pitching his fit and screaming and yelling about how there's no diversity. And she's also pointing out that Will Smith did not get nominated for that Concussion movie. Now, I have heard his performance is up and down in that movie, so it probably makes sense that maybe he wasn't nominated, but this doesn't mean that there probably weren't any other deserving people to be nominated for things as well, right? Well, she goes on here, and then where she goes, okay, this is from, I'm assuming a blog called Young, Black, and Fabulous. And but the headline here is Savage. Janet, the original Aunt Viv Hubert, just snapped on Jada Pinkett Smith and Will about that Oscars boycott, right? So says right here, straight from the hallowed halls of her kitchen, Janet Hubert, the original Aunt Viv from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Because remember, she got fired off of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. And the reason she got fired is because she wanted more money. And when the show was becoming a big hit, she was like, hey, we should all stand together and say that we're a one united front, a la the Friends cast, and get more money so that they, when they go into their contract negotiations. Apparently, Will Smith was like, fuck that. I'm only caring about myself. I'll get me a big old hefty raise. Forget the rest of y'all. They producers got pissed at Aunt Viv, fired her ass, and then hired somebody else to replace her. So that is how you ended up with two different Aunt Vivs on the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air show. See, you learn something every day. Well, this woman apparently is still B-I-T-T-E-R, bitter. But she says, like, in this thing, she goes, it's like, apparently it says, it's no secret that Janet Hubert isn't checking for anything close to Will Smith. She has blasted him on numerous occasions for his alleged actions she found unforgivable when they both starred on Fresh Prince. Apparently, she wanted the cast to band together, a holdout for, see here, I knew it, hold out for more money, just like the Friends cast did. Will wasn't having it, according to her, and took his coin and went on about his business. She also accused him of being part of the reason she was replaced by Daphne Reed. See, she is still bitter. But I guess on Monday night she had had enough, and she had seen Jada Pinkett's Oscar boycott video, and then she posted a rant on there. I guess she put a rant. I'll read that to you. But then she also put a video up. Apparently, I ain't seen the video because I just came across this story this morning, and I hadn't punched video play yet because I was too tired. I just didn't do it. But say so she went on to, I guess, and this is the Facebook. I don't know. It looks like Facebook, or maybe one of those other ones like the Instagrams. I don't know. It's too many words for the twits. I know that. It cannot be a Twitter on account of it is way more characters than 142 or whatever you get on the damn Twitters. Twitter's a meat on jive because I am too long-winded. It takes me forever to write a tweet because I'm like, oh, my God. How did I end up with 78 characters too long? I don't feel like I said that much. Apparently, I am long-winded, right? But, okay, so this, what's her name? Janet Hubert, right? Yep, Janet Hubert, the first Aunt Viv off of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. She just went on this thing. She goes, girl, please, why are you always speaking for your man? That is a good point. I will have to get to that because Jada Pinkett is always speaking up for Will Smith, and maybe he should be speaking up for himself. She goes, it was the best performance of his career, which says this is the best he has ever done. Not necessarily Academy worthy. She also has a point there. I will have to say, she does have a point. Like, in this, it's like, I think the grand scheme of what Jada is going for is, like, very valid. The individual she is, like, trying to say should have been nominated, maybe not so much. And Janet seems like she is, like, calling the bitch out on this one. She goes on, she goes, his accent was all over the place. His female co-star's role was cut to nothing to make sure she did not outshine him. Perhaps working with a black director once in a while, or perhaps making sure that other actors have work instead of just you and your children and husband. Now you want other actors to support your cause and be blacklisted in Hollywood as I was because of your lying ass husband. Note a sense of bitterness up in there. The Hollywood hick sure is. She goes, my advice to other actors is do not do this to yourself. When I asked Smith many years ago to stand up together for salary, he did not. Some actors don't live in the big house and have millions of dollars in the bank. Some actors love the work and for the work itself and not to win some bullshit statue that does not validate them as actors. Ooh, then somebody named Storm Eamon Banks had the nerve to come back and like challenge what she had said. And he said something to the, well, not even to the effect of this, here's what it is, because I'm fixing to read it, right? But it says, this saddens me to hear that you say these words because all I'm hearing is bitterness. You made it all about Will, and unfortunately, I think you missed Jada's point. It wasn't that he wasn't nominated. It's the fact that no one of color was. She just so happened. Can people please use some goddamn punctuation and capital letters again in their frickin' postings on things? It is not that hard to put period, space, capital letter again so that I know you are beginning a new thought. Right here, it just goes on. This is like, Storm Eamon Banks, get your fucking shit together. Use some of the education that I hope you got growing up in this damn country and freaking use a goddamn period and some fucking punctuation. Jeebus, at least try. I don't even say get it right, but at least try. But it just goes right on. This whole sentence, it wasn't that he wasn't nominated. It's the fact the no one of color, she was just so happened to use him as an example as he is her husband and she is his biggest fan. Oh my God, the America is going to shit, y'all. People cannot write a freaking sentence. This is one sentence. I'm going to read it again. This is one sentence of complete and utter just... She should have just blasted him on this fucking sentence alone. Here we go again. It wasn't that he wasn't nominated. It's the fact the no one of color was she just... It's so hard to fucking read. I got to start over. It wasn't that he wasn't nominated. It's the fact the no one of color was she just so happened to use him as an example as he is her husband and she is his biggest fan. Oh, my God. I have to read that all deliberate like this because there's only way you can read this shit because it don't make no motherfucking sense. I get what you're trying to say, but at the same time, good Lord, use a little bit of fucking education. All right. Then Blacktress Janet Hubert. I like that she goes by Blacktress Janet Hubert. This has to be the Facebooks. So she goes, no one is like a drug cartel's wife. Put her in front of the bullet. No. Oh, she goes, no, she is like a drug cartel's wife. Put her in front of the bullet. Why? He was nominated, not her. If you talk the talk, then walk the walk all the way. Not just when it is your year and you are winning. No one else is bitching. Know why? Because they all real actors and who understand the business of the business. You cannot always be on top. There are waves and sometimes no waves with which to sail you boat. Okay. Blacktress Janet Hubert, you could use some freaking punctuation and proofreading in your writing too. Come on, people. Now, I do know I write things funny sometimes when I write it down, but I do it on purpose. And they're sort of like, you can tell that there is purpose behind that. But some of these people just type and write. Like, come on, people. Don't run everything together. Use a period. Hell, just put a dot, dot, dot or something in there just to separate things up a little bit. But apparently all this bitching is done getting all back to the academy and stuff because the president of the academy is a black lady. And so she's obviously very dismayed about the way it is. But I guess she also doesn't have very much control over who people nominate and or vote for. Right. At least I wouldn't think so. So but she goes on. She's like put out a thing that says she'd like the statement to address the uproar and all this because people are all upset. They're saying they should boycott it. And all kind of other stuff. And it is kind of whitewashed. You look at it. I'm like, come on. And it's the same old freaking honkies nominated all the time. Like, what's her name? Kate Winslet. Oh, God. She just looks so boring and insufferable. I can't. I just can't. Who else is up in there that's always nominated? Like, I hear that Jennifer Lawrence got nominated again. Like, I'm hearing that movie she nominated for, that Joy one, is not really that great. Maybe she's just great. Maybe she is really good in a mediocre movie. I don't fucking know. I ain't seen it, so I can't say nothing about it. But whatever. That's the whole thing. And apparently, this Cheryl Boone Isaacs is the president of the Academy, and she put out a statement saying, I'd like to acknowledge the wonderful work of this year's nominees. While we celebrate their extraordinary achievements, see, now this is written with punctuation, and it just flows off of the lips, much unlike people's rantings and ravings on the Facebook. Says, while we celebrate their extraordinary achievements, I am both heartbroken and frustrated about the lack of inclusion. This is a difficult but important conversation, and it's time for big changes. The Academy is taking dramatic steps to alter the makeup of our membership. In the coming days and week, we will conduct a review of our membership recruitment in order to bring about much needed diversity in our 2016 class and beyond. As many of you know, we have implemented changes to diversify our membership in the last 4 years, but the change is not coming as fast as we would like. We need to do more and better and more quickly. This isn't unprecedented for the Academy. In the 60s and 70s, it was about recruiting younger members to stay vital and relevant. In 2016, the mandate is inclusion in all of its facets, gender, race, ethnicity, and sexual orientation. We recognize the very real concerns of our community, and so I appreciate all of you who have reached out to me in an effort to move forward together. Now, I didn't read that worth a shit because I just didn't. I don't know why. But I get it. Like, look, at least you acknowledge the problem and you say you're going to do something about it. At least they're doing that. Like, at least they're not just going like, yeah, shut up, move on. Just because you weren't good enough, you didn't get nominated. None of that kind of nonsense. They're saying like, yeah, we got a problem. We got to figure it out. Got a bunch of old white people in here who like to vote for old white people. Look at the government. Same old thing. Just a whole bunch of people who do a whole bunch of stupid shit. Oh, Lord, whatever. Let's move on. Oh, this I think is kind of funny because I love when somebody... this is the other thing. If you're going to freaking go on some freaking social media or something and call a bitch out all public-like, then don't be a pussy and puss out on the flip side, okay? Because that is exactly what happened. This Linda Perry chick, she's like a big music producer now. Like, she was like the 4-9 blonde. She did that song about, hey, yay, yay, yay. That's the only, like, song that she would, like, done that you would, like, maybe recognize. Whatever. But she's a big producer. Like, she produced a lot of Pink's albums, and she produced, like, a whole bunch of stuff. She's, like, a big producer, like Christina Aguilera, other people. So she makes a lot of money producing, and she's very good at producing, apparently. But apparently, she also is not very good at calling a bitch out on something when she feels like she should call a bitch out on it, because she pusses the fuck out. And you'd think she'd be tougher like this, because I think she's also married to Sarah Gilbert, which is Darlene off of the Cosby Show. No, not the Cosby Show. Roseanne. Where did I? That makes no damn sense. Whatever. Fuck Bill Cosby. You know that's how I feel about that fool. Gross ass McGroserson moving the mother truck on, right? Well, says here that the Golden Globe winning actress Lady Gaga is nominated for an Oscar this year for the song Till It Happens to You, which she co-wrote with Diane Warren for the documentary The Hunting Ground. But apparently not everybody actually thinks that Gaga helped write it. And by not everybody, they mean the Linda Perry. Now, I'm getting this off of the Jezebel site. I think I forgot to say that. But it says, in a series of now deleted tweets written yesterday, the songwriter claimed she heard Warren's original demo and suggested Gaga probably only rewrote a single line. So what she says is, she goes, I have Diane's original demo of her singing Perry 50. She tweeted on early Monday. The only line that has been changed. How did you tweet this? Because this is way too long for a tweet. This can't be no tweet. This is some bullshit. I call bullshit on this. Tweeted this stuff. Unless it's one of them tweets that goes on and it's like 1, 2, 3, which I don't have. Like, those are too hard because then they're in backwards order. I can't. I just can't. But going on, it says, the only line that has been changed, till you're at the end of your rope, originally was, till you've got a hole ripped in your soul. So I guess technically one line was changed. So sure, Gaga possible rewrote a line. But changes are, Diane, I get people learn how to fucking write, proofread your shit. But just fucking proofread it. Just go back and go like, but changes are. It's not changes are. It's chances are. Okay? It can't be, but changes are. Diane still took part in rewriting that line, which means Gaga contributed a few words. Is that writing? Not in my book. Okay, but the thing is, you know what else is not writing? People who can't use the right fucking word in a sentence. Like, obviously, but changes are still took Diane. Oh, God. Dolly, you need to go help these people shine down with some of your, like, books and education powers, because these people are a freaking mess. Well, then within hours, Warren weighed in. Till It Happens to You was written for The Hunting Ground, an incredibly powerful documentary about sexual assault on college campuses. The song is a result of a special collaboration between myself and Lady Gaga. As Lady Gaga and I have consistently said, Till It Happens. And then that's it. That's like, there it is. It's consistently said, till it happens. What the fuck does that mean? I don't know. And then Linda Perry got all upset because she, like, all fucking couldn't handle it and, like, had to go back and say, my sincere apologies. I made a mistake to comment. I wasn't in the room when the blah, blah, blah was written, because the hashtag T-I-H-T-Y, whatever. Till It Happened to You, I reckon, is what it's supposed to be. More importantly, I wish the focus to remain on the great importance of the song and the message of the film. Then you should have just shut up the whole time. Then if you're so fucking enamored by the importance of it, then maybe you should just fucking suck it up, because it ain't no skin off your back who wins what or who gets nominated for what, really, because you didn't have nothing to do with that damn song, Linda Perry. So how about you just fucking shut up? Or at least own your fucking comments. It'd be like, say, still, I listened to the song before. It don't look like Gaga did jack. That's just my opinion. We can agree to disagree and move on, but still, I ain't gonna change my opinion. No, but everybody is a fucking puss these days, and nobody will stand up for what they say. And it's just, now you're fucking Linda bitch ass Perry, who is not able to, like, own her own freaking comments. I do not agree. So that's the Oscar controversy at the moment. Ooh, did Lady Gaga actually write it? Who gives a fuck? I do think it's hysterical that, like, everybody's bitching about the Oscars are whitewashed, but at least they have a black host. I was just noticing this. Chris Rock is hosting it again. He's a good host. So I would actually maybe watch the opening just to hear his, but I can't watch the whole thing. I cannot sit through awards programs. It just gives me headaches, and they're boring as fuck, and all these people that I'd rather not look at nor listen to. No, absolutely not. Ain't gonna happen. cap. I'm just saying is all. All right, let's see what else is going on. I'm tired of talking about award programming, because that's all that is on TV right now. It is freaking ridiculous. Ridiculous. Oh, let's talk about a couple of updates on the story that I am somewhat enamored by. But this whole El Chapo getting taken down by Sean Penn and Kate Del Castillo. Because, like, if I was this Kate, like, Sean Penn, at least he's up here.
At least he's up here in the States. But she, from what I can tell, is still in Mexico. And
I would be scared for my life. But apparently... aside from the fact that El Chapo had the hots for her, went out and got a penis, a penis pump or whatever, like penile dysfunction fixed. I don't know. What do you call it? Erectile dysfunction. He went and got his pecker fixed because apparently it wasn't working. Because I bet it's stressful being on the run like that with so many people looking for your ass and also trying to like not get shot and all kind of other stuff. So I guess that would make your like dick go limp. But apparently he went to go like try to fix that stuff. But according to, I can't believe I'm going to say this, Fox News Latino, but I just clicked on it on that Flipboard thing that I like to look at, right? But it says Mexican actress Kate Del Castillo has been formally subpoenaed by the Mexican Attorney General's office for her alleged ties to drug kingpin El Chapo. Arlie Gomez told Mexican newspaper El Universal that because the actress is currently, again, this is a freaking news site and you can't freaking write that because the actress Arlie Gomez told Mexican newspaper El Universal that because the actress is proofread. United States, she can testify before the public prosecutor at the Mexican consulate in Los Angeles. Oh, so she is up here. See, I'd be up here, too. I'd be up here hiding with some serious bodyguard protection round the clock because I don't think people are going to let this go. These don't seem like those kind of people. But apparently, Gomez's statement follows her declaration in an interview from last week in which she said her office was looking into the meetings between Guzman, that's El Chapo, and his lawyers with Del Castillo and actor Sean Penn to determine if any laws were broken. Del Castillo, known for her television role of a female drug lord in Telemundo's The Queen of the South, caused a media firestorm after she was credited by Penn in setting up his seven-hour meeting with Guzman, a.k.a. El Chapo, in October. Okay, it was then revealed that she has had a virtual friendship with Guzman for several years. A transcript of text messages allegedly between the two was released by the Mexican newspaper El Milenio last week. Mm-hmm. Universal also published on Monday a conversation between Del Castillo and one of Guzman's lawyers, Andreas Granados Flores, who suggested El Chapo could invest in her new tequila, Honor Del Castillo. So she was trying to like get some money to put out her new tequila product, right? Well, apparently last week she broke her silence on the interview and subsequent media storm, tweeting, "Thank you for your support over the past few days. I have a serious case of the hiccups this morning. I am trying my bestest to suppress them. I don't know where the hell this came from. Probably the lack of coffee. I forgot to buy coffee, y'all. So wonder I am keeping it together at all whatsoever. I did not have any coffee in the house. I meant to buy some yesterday. And, of course, I forgot because I didn't feel like stopping at the store. And then I was going to stop on the way home from what I had to do last night. And then it got late. And you know what I did? I came straight home and went to bed. And then next thing you know, I wake up, no coffee. So it's a wonder I'm even here like saying anything in any kind of sense. So if I've made absolutely no sense, that means there was no coffee up in this house. And that means my brain weren't firing like they were supposed to. Okay, I digress. Back to our story about Kate Del Castillo and El Chapo, right? Well, says here, last week she broke her silence on the interview and subsequent media storm, tweeting, "Thank you for your support over the past few days. Not surprisingly, many have chosen to make up items they think will make good stories and that aren't truthful. I look forward to sharing my story with you." Me too, sister. I want to hear your story because I think there's more to that. Have you tapped El Chapo? Because if you tapped El Chapo, then you are nuts. Nuts, nuts, nuts. But goes on, she has not made any statements regarding the subpoena. Elsewhere, the Netflix chief Ted Sarandos confirmed that Del Castillo's off-screen drama and any potential legal issues that may stem from it would not be affecting her role in its upcoming Spanish-language show, Ingobernable. I don't know what that means. It's a word I can't pronounce. Unpronounceable. That's what we're going to call it. Speaking at a Television Critics Association event on Sunday, Sarandos said he plans to produce the show later this year, remain in good standing. So far, so good. It's very complicated, but so far, so good. So that's what he's saying. He's like, I ain't getting rid of her. Her name is all over everything right now. Are you kidding? No, she stays until the popo tells me she's in jail and can't make this show. Then we're going to keep moving forward with this nonsense, right? Well, when asked to elaborate further on the complications, Sardo said, we've been in constant contact with her. It's a telenovela within a telenovela. It's a strange turn of events for sure. It is. Like, this, she was playing a drug lord in a telenovela, and then that's the one that fucking El Chapo liked, and so he took a liking to her. And then, yeah, this is nuts. But apparently, Del Castillo also appeared in The 33 alongside Antonio Banderas and Juliette Binoche, has been working to cross over into the American market. She recently had a character arc on Jane the Virgin and appeared on Eva Longoria's telenovela last week. In the Netflix show, Del Castillo will play the wife of the president of Mexico. According to Variety, it will shoot in Mexico later this year under the direction of Jose Luis Garcia Agraz and Pedro Pablo Ibarra. Oh my God, I can got to get better about reading Spanish and Spanish names because I am the worst of the worst. But yeah, so this Kate Del Castillo is spinning this into like some serious like TV time, and good for her. Whatever, you know what? Good for her. Whatever works. So there's our update on that. Cause, and also, I think Sean Penn did his 60-minute interview over the weekend, and I just couldn't bring myself to look at it, actually. And but I hear that it's a shit mess. So hopefully, in the next few days, I might get a chance to look at it, and then we will comment on it at that time. But yeah, nutty, right? Completely nutty. This story. Okay, this is something that fucking chaps my ass. So we'll quit talking about celebrities now. Like this dude, if this dude doesn't make you feel better about yourself, I don't know who the hell will. But this story that I came across, right? I don't know if you remember a while back, because I think I actually talked about it here on the Hollywood Hick for a hot minute back a couple of few months ago, right here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com, right? But there was a dude in down in Orange County out here who got into an Uber car, just wasted, drunk, didn't know where he was going, couldn't tell the guy anything, was being somewhat belligerent. And so the Uber driver was like, you just going to get out of my car. I can't deal with your level of crazy. I just can't. At which point, dude went fucking apeshit and started attacking the dude. Well, according to the Los Angeles Times, it says here, man who attacked Uber driver while drunk files $5 million lawsuit. I love this. Like, I am the one who did attacking, but yet because you called me out on my untoward behavior, I am now going to sue you for $5 million. I don't understand. Like, I don't understand this. You're humiliated. So basically now you want to just add to the humiliation by putting this freaking giant lawsuit on top of it and have everybody like go, what the fuck is wrong with you, idiot child? I don't get it. But it says here, a former Taco Bell corporate manager who was captured on video drunkenly attacking his Uber driver is now suing that driver for $5 million, claiming that the recording was made without his consent. You know what? The recording would not have had to been made if you were not acting like a straight-up mother-trucking jackass. Okay. Because what happened was, here according to the Los Angeles Times, Benjamin Golden, 32, of Newport Beach, said the now viral video, which was taken by a dashboard-mounted camera and posted to YouTube by the driver, was recorded unknowingly and without his permission while he was intoxicated and was an invasion of his privacy, according to Orange County Superior Court records. Okay, what about the privacy of the dude who you attacked and like caused all this untoward nonsense towards? Like, what about his rights? What about the fact that you just should have gotten in the car, sat there, went about your way, and then moved the fuck on? Instead, you cause a big old problem. Dude has to put his camera on you so that he can get some proof to show that crazy is about to happen, which it did, and now you're claiming that you're all butthurt on the flip side. You know how you could have avoided this? By not being that douchebag, because that's what happened. Well, apparently the driver, Edward Caban, sued Golden in November, claiming assault, battery, infliction of emotional distress. Then Golden filed his $5 million countersuit last month, saying the video, which was viewed millions of times, caused him severe emotional distress. It should have. Humiliation. Of course it did, because it was humiliating, and you did it, and it was on video. Anxiety. And the loss of employment, because he got fired. Because, of course, he got fired because he worked for Taco Bell, and then all of a sudden, he's, like, all over everything, and that's just the world we live in, and the inability to get another job. So
Basically, Golden was fired from his position as a marketing manager for Taco Bell. Of course he was, because you don't freaking attack a freaking Uber driver and think that everything's just going to be roses and sunshine and sparkles on the flip side. It just don't fucking work like that. I don't know why people even think that. And now this dude is doing his drawing attention back to himself and his major jackassery. But apparently he says posting the video online was so extreme as to exceed all bounds of that usually tolerated in a... Oh, my God. People, write something that you can read. Posting the video online was, quote, so extreme as to extend all bounds of that usually tolerated in a civil... This doesn't make... This is the fucking Los Angeles Times, and you're quoting a quote that makes no fucking sense when you read it. So extreme as to exceed all bounds of... Maybe it should be what's usually tolerated in a civilized community. But it's not all bounds of that usually tolerated in a civilized community. Like, gee, butts. I don't get it. Whatever. Apparently it goes on. Golden's attorney, Courtney Pilchman, declined to comment on the allegations on Monday. Apparently, the driver's lawyer calls this completely bogus. He says he's now blaming everybody else and not taking responsibility for his conduct. I don't buy it, and I think it will make him look even worse than he already does. I think it does, because it makes you look like an even bigger asshole. I'm just saying it's all. On October 30th, Golden summoned an Uber driver, because this is what happened. Golden summoned an Uber ride after a night of drinking. His lawsuit said this, blah, 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 blah. Adding that Kaven let him into the vehicle knowing he was drunk. I'm like, you know what? He called an Uber driver. Dude could have just jumped right the fuck in. We don't know. But apparently, Kaven posted a video on YouTube that he shared with the police showing what he said were the final minutes of the ride. In the video, Kaven can be seen turning his forward-facing dashboard camera, which had been facing the street, around to film the inside of his car after he asked Golden to give him directions. So basically, he's like, this is going to go south quickly, and I need to probably make a video of this so as to make sure that like none of this fucking shit comes back to bite me in the ass. Completely, completely understandable, right? Well, in the video... Caban can be, okay, turned around. Golden argues with Caban over directions, and Caban stops the car, asking Golden to get out after he appears to fall over in the back seat. You are too drunk to give me directions. Golden responds, I am giving you directions right now. Caban tells Golden to get out of his car or he will call the police. As Golden opens the door, he can be seen repeatedly hitting Caban and pulling his hair. Caban then pepper sprays Golden, who police arrested shortly afterward. And of course, that's what happens. You attack somebody, you get arrested. That's how that works. Golden's lawsuit says he was forced out of Caban's car because Caban could not locate his address. He cannot locate something if you are not able to tell him what it is. You have to accept a little bit of responsibility for your actions. Okay, it's just because you got too fucking drunk to know how to get home doesn't mean it's the driver's fault for not knowing how to take you there. Like, what kind of backwards ass, stupid, fucked up logic is this? I don't get it. But Keith goes on. Lawsuit says he was forced out of Caban's car because Caban cannot locate his address. Caban's, the suit says, was unwilling to drive him home, and Golden didn't know where he was when Caban stopped the car. Well, then don't get so fucking drunk. Like, I've been so drunk and got myself into situations, yes, and you know what? I just have to deal with it. And sometimes people don't want to deal with your fucking wasted-rated ass, because you know what? Drunk people are fucking annoying sometimes and crazy. That's why I have to be drunk to be around drunk people, because if I'm the only sober person in the midst of a whole bunch of drunk people, I want to fucking kill a bitch. I'm just saying. So this keeps going on. It says Mr. Golden was unaware of his location and began to fear for his safety and well-being. No, he didn't. He was wasted. He wanted to get home. This guy didn't know how to take him home because he couldn't tell him how to get him home, and he got fucking all butthurt and angry and lashed out. Now you're coming back on the flip side saying that he was fearing for his safety, and I call bullshit on that, because no, drunk people at that point do not. All he wanted was home, and he wasn't getting it, so he went fucking nuts. That's what happened. Okay, I've already got this whole case solved right there. Just done. Just throw it out. Throw it out. I've always said there needs to be somebody whose job, and it could be me, I don't care, I would gladly do it, whose job it is to just sit there and look at lawsuits that come in and read it and go like, oh my sweet Dolly, no way on Dolly's green earth is this gonna ever fly. These people are afraid of straight up nuts. Denied. And then you read another one, go like, okay, these people have a point. I can see like there's a couple of sides of this argument. Let somebody figure this one out. But there should be somebody whose just sole purpose is to sit there and read these things and be like, oh no, this level of crazy cannot waste our time and energy and monies on this bullshit. So no, next. But this would be one that I'd be like, no, next. Take your $5 million lawsuit. You don't wasted your money on the lawyer who wrote it, and just cut your losses now and get the fuck out of my sight. Okay. But this thing goes on. It says the video posted to YouTube by Combine quickly went viral with more than 2 million views. Within days, Golden publicly apologized, saying in a tearful televised interview, it was hard to watch and I'm ashamed. And you know what? You should be. You should be ashamed, because you know what? You went fucking nuts. And I am not innocent. I would not like to see some of the videos of me in a taxi cab, because I have gotten into arguments with taxi cabs before. Not an Uber, but a taxi cab I have, because a taxi cab tried to take advantage of me a few times, and I was not about to have it. So I got into an argument with one time, almost got put out on the side of the 5 freeway because he was going the extra long way and I was not having it. And he thought his best recourse was to just put me out on the side of the freeway. Now, had he done this, I probably would have lost my ever-loving mind and maybe gone the route of this Golden fella. But luckily I didn't have to do that, because my buddy in the car was able to talk the dude off the ledge, and then he took us to where we needed to go. But then when we got where we needed to go, he wanted to get out of the car and fight me in the street. Yes, because I was giving him shit because he went the extra long way when I told him not to. And I was also like, how can you be a taxi cab driver in a city and not know the freeways? I can understand not knowing every little side street, but if you don't know the freeways, then you are shitty at your job. You are so fucking shitty at your job. It is pathetic. I'm just saying it's all. Well, this thing goes on. I digressed, and I'll get out of that. But it says, his attorneys, Pilchman and Anita K, said in a statement at the time that Mr. Golden recognizes that despite his level of intoxication, he should have never slapped Mr. Caban and is extremely remorseful for his actions. They added at the time that their client accepts full responsibility for his actions and wanted to meet privately with Caban to apologize. Now, this is where it keeps getting good, too. Right. So, Morrell, Caban's attorney, said Monday that Golden's courtship showed that the apology tour was just countersuit. Excuse, not courtship. Where did I get courtship out of countersuit? I don't fucking know. The showed that the apology tour was disingenuous and that the two never met privately. So basically he said, I want to really apologize to the dude, but then he never did it. So that's bullshit. Caban's lawyer does not specify how much money he is seeking, but a statement of damages provided to the Los Angeles Times by Golden's attorneys on Monday showed that Caban is seeking $1.6 million. Morrell declined Monday to verify the amount being sought by his client. Blah, blah, blah. He posted a GoFundMe. Why is everybody like something that have they like give me a GoFundMe page? And he basically raised $1,200 on a GoFundMe page after this whole thing went down. The taxi driver or the Uber driver. Morrell said his client had stopped working as an Uber driver because he was too afraid and that the GoFundMe money had gone toward paying immediate expenses while the suit was ongoing. In November, Uber spokesman Kayla Whaling told the Times that Golden had been permanently banned from using the transit. Good. You can't ever use this ever again. Like, actually, you should not even have a celery phone anymore. But apparently, in addition to the civil suit, Golden also faces 4 misdemeanor counts, including assault and battery, according to the Orange County District Attorney's Office, and he has pleaded not guilty. So let me tell you something. Don't go fucking nuts on your freaking Uber driver, okay? Especially if you're wasted, because that is not going to look good. And people have video cameras everywhere these days. So if you're going to sit there and say, like, I don't know I'm being videotaped, just assume every minute of every day you're being videotaped somewhere, because videotapes are everywhere. People got celery phones. There's cameras in every building. There's cameras in every elevator. There's cameras around every corner. They're on the streets. They're in people's homes. They're on their phones. That's the thing. Like, everybody walks around. And I'll just say, most people, I'm saying almost pretty much everybody, walks around with a high quality video recording device in their pocket, purse, somewhere on their person within arm's reach. I'm just saying it's all okay. So quit this bull mother trucking shit. All right, let's see what else is going on out here in the world. Oh, let's find a couple. How much time we got? Oh, we got a few more minutes left here. Wrap it up here on the Hollywood Hick program. But Oh, I think I put them over here. Oh, I was going to talk about this. Whatever. We'll talk about this later. I came across, I usually didn't look at this website very much, but now I think I might have to start talking about it. And I forgot all about it. I done got to talking about other things. We'll have to talk about this on the Friday episode. But over on the Radar Online, those people are nuts. They will try to sell you some freaking bridges in the middle of freaking nowhere and like all kind of craziness because I don't get it. But they have a headline here that says, Bobby Christina was euthanized. Brown's witch doctor claims she didn't have to die. So apparently she had a spiritual healer that came in at the last minute and was trying now to say that she didn't have to die. But I have to really call bullshit on that because I don't know. I don't know. Spiritual healer. I can get that like help with your like your spiritualness because I got some tarot cards read last night at a party that I went to. And they actually said some good things, except for my love life is a mess. According to these tarot cards, somebody from my past is going to be coming back to enter the picture. And then once that over, there's going to be two. So I'm going to have to make a decision between one or the other. We're going to see how this goes down, but I don't know what's happening, but that's that. But I do feel like I saved a couple of stories over here that were feel good stories for the Hollywood Hick program. Oh yes, here we go. Now this is the kind of shit that only happens down in Florida. So be very, very glad you are not one. Jesus Ramon Sanchez from the Little Havana neighborhood of Miami. Because want me to tell you why? Now, this is from the World News Daily Report. Now, this is world news, so take this for a grain of salt. But it's on the interweb, so I choose to believe it. But and this picture that has here, it's hysterical. But what I'm saying is, it says, 37-year-old, the headline, it reads, Florida. Man emasculated during failed attempt to rape pit bull. Yes, you heard that correctly. Ridiculous. Apparently, a 37-year-old man suffering some very serious groin injuries after being bitten by a pit bull was admitted to the Ryder Trauma Center just this morning. Now, this happened a couple of few days ago, though. But says here that Jesus Ramon Sanchez, that I was just talking about, was allegedly attempting to engage in sexual intercourse with a 4-year-old male pit bull when the dog defended itself by tearing off the man's genitals with his teeth. Whew. Now, any man who hears that better have a whole shiver of shivers going up your spine because that is untoward. Like, one, don't be trying to get it on with a critter. That just don't make no damn sense, okay? I talk about this all the time. There is the word consent. Critters can't consent, okay? Jesus, don't do it. Just don't. And also, don't do it a pit bull because they will fuck a bitch up a la your pecker getting chomped off, okay? That's some straight up nonsense, bullshit, crazy talk. Complete and utter crazy talk. But apparently it says, according to witnesses, 4-year-old Spanky was playing with his owner in the park when Mr. Sanchez grabbed him and attempted to rape him. The male pit bull violently resisted and severely injured its attacker's legs, arms, and groin. Well, okay, was this in broad daylight too? So they're just out at the dog park and this Spanky dog is running around with his little like happy dog face going on chasing balls and whatever, doing dog things. And then this dude just runs up, grabs him, and then attempts to rape him. The quote says here, came from somebody named Dorothy Steinberg, who was a witness to the event, says the dog was just running around playing with the ball when the man came out of nowhere and tried to grab it. The man had his pants down and was struggling with the dog. Everyone in the park was just stunned and nobody did anything, but the dog defended itself and bit back. In a matter of seconds, he grabbed the man's genitals with his teeth and literally tore them up. Oh my god, why am I telling this story? Oh my god, this is horrible. This is horrible. Like, one, what kind of crazy person just runs up and grabs a dog in broad daylight in a park full of people and then tries to like rape it? I don't get it. But apparently Mr. Sanchez was bleeding abundantly during his transport to the Ryder Trauma Center, but the doctors were able to stabilize him and they no longer fear for his life. Unfortunately though, despite tremendous efforts, the medical staff wasn't able to save his genitals, which were almost entirely destroyed by the dog. That dog was like, you are not, hell to the no. That dog's inner hell no went fucking nuts and he just took into chomp, chomp, chomp your pecker off. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Apparently the motivations behind Mr. Sanchez's actions remain unclear and he could still face some criminal charges since the Miami Police Department has opened an investigation on the incident. oh my God, this is one time. Normally I'm like, pit bulls are crazy, right? But this is one time I'm like, good work, pit bull. Don't let it happen. Don't let you be that kind of, don't, you're not that pit bull to be fucked with. Mother trucking, So there you go, people. If you don't feel better about yourself because you are not one Jesus Ramon Sanchez from the Little Havana neighborhood of Miami, who allegedly tried to like get it on with a pit bull who turned on him and said hail to the no and then bit his business off, then you are doing pretty good with your day. I'm just saying is all. And on that note, y'all, that does it for another Hollywood Hick. This here is me, Brent Paris. You're listening to me on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. Follow the Twitters at the H-Wood Hick. Also follow the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheHollywoodHick. And I think that does it for me, y'all. Everybody be good, stay out of trouble, and I will talk at you bitch asses soon. Doodle-lam-doodle-lam-doo, mother truckers. Bye-bye. Boo lam 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 boo. Greg Lang, Greg Lang, Greg Lang, Greg Lang now.